The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Thursday morning, have you planned your summer vacation yet? This is the time of year when I think people really start to look at the calendar, start making reservations, and maybe camping is something that you plan to do this year. If so, you've got to get your hands on this book, 50 States, 500 Campgrounds, Where to Go, When to Go, What to See, What to Do. Joining us right now to tell us about this this beautiful and comprehensive National Geographic book, Joe Yogerst. Joe, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Camping is not, if you went camping, when you were a kid, now you're an adult, or you went, you think that you have some vague idea of camping. It has changed a lot, hasn't it?
It has changed a lot over the last 20 or 30 years. You can still do basic camping with your own tent and your Coleman stove and things like that, but there's a lot of different ways to do camping these days.
There really are, everything from a tent to an RV, and you can, they call it glamping, right, when you camp in luxury?
Yeah, it's a fusion of the words glamorous camping, and a lot of people don't use that term anymore because it's kind of, it doesn't project what it really is. I like to think of it as a throwback to the days of the Hemingway Africa safari, but without the big game, because they're safari tents, and a lot of them are actually made in Africa and imported to the U.S. and Canada. But it's with a comfy bed and an ensuite bathroom with a hot water shower and a mess tent that's kind of like an old-time circus tent that has a restaurant and a bar inside of it, and sometimes live music in the evenings and things like that. That's glamping.
There you go. What are some of the more unique camping possibilities? I mean, we all know, if you want to go to a particular city or state, you kind of figure out where the nearest state park is, and we've all done that before. But what are some other camping possibilities?
Well, there's a couple of instances in the book of canoe and kayak and boat camping, which means, especially in the Midwest and the Great Lakes region, getting out and taking a boat to an isolated wilderness campground and putting up a tent there. You can also do it on rivers. Parts of the Missouri River in the Midwest are like that. Parts of the Rio Grande down in Texas are like that. Our rivers out in the West tend to be a little wilder and more white water, and the camping is a little more difficult to do on your own in a canoe or kayak, but you're in the perfect part of the country for it.
Oh, absolutely. There's some great opportunities here. I also started, as I was looking through this book, and it's broken down by state. It's 50 states, 500 campgrounds. It's almost like the old stump the band. It was, there can't possibly be a campground in Las Vegas, is there? Sure enough, there is. Well, there can't possibly be a campground in New York City. Yes, there is. That's pretty amazing.
There's actually two in New York City. One's down near Coney Island, and one's on Governor's Island, which is right across, which is between Brooklyn and Manhattan.
That's amazing.
They are both glamping spots. The tents are already there. They make the meals for you. It's not like you get to go to Coney Island and put up a tent. But RVing has become so popular that every big city now, and a lot of smaller cities, have RV campgrounds. And a lot of them are pretty cool and comprehensive, with miniature golf and bowling and swimming pools and things like that. So you just pull up your RV and have a vacation.
What are some hidden gems here in Michigan that we may not even know about?
Well, if you want to sample glamping, there's a place called the Fields of Michigan, which is over in South Haven on Lake Michigan, which is really the number one. It's the first true glamping spot in Michigan that kind of lives up to the high bar set by glamping, the kind of the luxury camping end. So I think that's something unusual to try, is the Fields of Michigan. Right up the lakeshore from you, Port Crescent State Park has really cool lakeside cabins.
Yeah.
That I think maybe a lot of people don't know about. The Upper Peninsula is just full of amazing camping spots. Between Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore and Porcupine Mountain, And the two big national forests up there, Ottawa and Hiawatha National Forests, have amazing camping opportunities. And if you want to take the boat across to Isle Royale, or you know, to fly the seaplane, there's great cabins there, and also trails that lead to wilderness campgrounds on Isle Royale. So I think Michigan's one of the best places to camp in the entire Midwest, because you have such a variety of places you can choose from there.
I always forget about cabins, too. I mean, because when you think about camping, you think, well, I've got to have a camper, or I've got to have a tent. But there are a lot of campgrounds that have cabins that you can rent.
There are, and it's a growing number, because state parks have started adding them, and National Forests, the Forest Service has started adding them at some select National Forest campgrounds. They've always been there in the national parks, but there's an increasing number of cabins, and also private cabin resorts. You know, the cabins are almost as old as camping out, you know, in North America. And I think people forget that that's another way to experience, you know, outdoors and nature and the wilderness is in cabins. So we have a lot of those in this book, because so many campgrounds also have cabins these days.
You can spend a lot of money on camping. I mean, obviously, you could buy a six-figure priced RV, or you can buy really top-of-the-line tents and sleeping bags and things like that. But it doesn't have to be expensive, does it?
No, you can outfit yourself for basic camping for a couple hundred bucks. You know, you don't have to buy everything at REI. You can go to your local big box store or order online or things like that and get a tent that's big enough for whatever your family size is, or just yourself, and get a basic camp stove and some other equipment, and that's it. And just take off in your vehicle and go somewhere. Like I said, a couple hundred bucks. You want an air mattress of some kind, and you want a sleeping bag. You know, but if you're not quite sure about it and you just want to try it out, then spend, you know, invest a couple hundred bucks and see if you like it. And then gradually build up your equipment as time goes on and you get more serious about it. And it's the same with an RV. You know, I would always advise people to rent an RV for a couple of days or a week and take it around and see if it's really you. If it's not, then you didn't invest six figures in the huge Winnebago.
Right, exactly. Do you think that COVID has increased the popularity of camping? Do you think people are sort of rediscovering or discovering for the first time camping because it's a safe alternative to flying and staying in hotels and things like that?
Oh, yeah, and that's what got me out of the lockdown and out of my cabin fever was this book. Basically, I had to go start researching it, and I started very slowly with a state park campground, with my own tent and my own stove, and then after that, I rented an RV and did a lot of the Western National Parks and state parks with that, and then I did a glamping vintage travel trailer trip. You know, vintage travel trailers are also in here. Airstreams, as you know, are really popular again, and people have started opening up Airstream resorts near national parks and on Cape Cod and things like that. So so there's a lot of different ways to do it, and camping was definitely for me, and I know a lot of other people too, just a way to, I think, relieve the stress and the anxiety of the lockdown and the pandemic, especially in 2020 when we weren't sure what was going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of new people who had never camped before, maybe never been out of their city before, decided to camp for the first time because of the pandemic.
It's a very informative book and a beautiful book too. Some great photos. Joe, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye bye.